Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. military said it has deployed F-16 fighter jets to a Turkish airfield as coalition airstrikes continue against Islamic State militants in Syria and Iraq. VOA's Sharon Bain is in the Kurdish city of Erbil in northern Iraq, where Kurdish fighters are grateful for U.S. support but may want more help.
I think there's a general consensus among the security forces here that they would want more weapons and more sort of support, maybe not necessarily ground forces, but definitely more weapons. What happens is that because the U.S. has to go through Baghdad would then come up and supply the Kurds. There's some political fighting between Baghdad and the Kurdish center up here as to how much independence the Kurds should have when it comes to things like weapons and security and so on. So there's been a little bit of frustration that they could get more help. But overall, because the Islamic State has been pushed out largely of the Kurdish areas, the general feeling here is they're feeling much safer.
VOA Sharon Bain in Erbil, northern Iraq. In an interview aired Sunday on CNN, President Obama dismissed the importance of a tweet from Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, referencing the pressure being put on Mr. Obama regarding the Iran nuclear deal. Congressional opponents of the deal are gaining support to oppose it in an upcoming vote. Car bomb Sunday reportedly detonated in the eastern Libyan city of Derna, killing at least 7, wounding 20 others. Derna has been the scene of Islamist fighting involving various militia groups and the Islamic State. Peace talks between representatives of the country's rival governments to resume later today in Geneva. This is VOA News. The Taliban is claiming responsibility for another deadly suicide car bombing in Afghanistan, came a day after a series of terrorist blasts killed more than 50 in and near Kabul. In a statement sent to VOA, the Taliban said it was behind Saturday's explosion in northern Kunduz province. Afghan officials said Sunday the death toll from the blast had risen to 29. Most of the dead were members of a pro-government militia. Meantime, Pakistan condemned the attacks and emphasized the need for peace talks between the Afghan government and the Taliban. Details now from Ayaz Ghul.
Afghans are once again pointing fingers at Pakistan, alleging their neighbor is not preventing the Taliban from using its territory for staging the attacks. Pakistani National Security Advisor Sartaj Aziz has dismissed those charges, saying there are all kinds of militant factions operating in Afghanistan, making it difficult to ascertain who is behind the bloodshed. Pakistan brokered and hosted inaugural talks between Afghan government and Taliban officials in early July, but Mullah Umar's death prompted the insurgent group to pull out of the next round of negotiations. Aziz says Pakistan can persuade the Taliban to re-engage in talks with the Afghan government only after the group resolves its leadership problem. Ayaz Ghul for VOA News, Islamabad.
Pope Francis called for a global ban on nuclear weapons Sunday as Japan marked the 70th anniversary of the U.S. dropping an atomic bomb on Nagasaki just days before the end of World War II. Pope said the memories of the atomic bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki in early August 1945 remain as a call for nuclear disarmament. People in the U.S. Midwest city of Ferguson, Missouri, gathered on Sunday to march and hold a moment of silence to mark the shooting death of 18-year-old Michael Brown by a white police officer during a street confrontation 1 year ago. The march began at the site where the unarmed African-American teenager was shot by Ferguson officer Darren Wilson, who has since resigned from the force. Embattled U.S. Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump said Sunday he would be a strong White House advocate for women, dismissing the contention that he made a crude remark about a female television anchor who asked him some tough questions at last week's debate. American Pro Football Hall of Famer and longtime broadcaster Frank Gifford has died at the age of 84, died of natural causes at his home near New York City. He played his entire 12-year career in the NFL at the New York Giants and was the league's most valuable player in 1956 as the Giants won the league championship.
That's the latest world news from VOA.